I think all of us understand that policing election fraud is a core basic function of government that has paramount importance in keeping our country. Therefore, I hope we can all agree that our legislators need to significantly fund this function of the Office of Attorney General in the budget passed in the upcoming legislative session. They allocate specific money for this specific function. At the end of last week, A.G. Paxton's election fraud unit arrested 9 individuals accused of participating in an organized illegal voting scheme in Edinburgh, the county seat of Hidalgo County. The arrest followed an ongoing investigation into a coordinated effort by political workers to recruit people who agreed to fraudulently claim residential addresses so they could vote in specific City of Edinburgh municipal races. According to Texas law, it's a second-degree felony to vote in an election using a fraudulent residence address, and under a new law, it is a first-degree felony for organizers to engage in organized election fraud activity to commit illegal voting, the AG's office reported. This year alone, Attorney General Paxton's election fraud unit, with assistance from a criminal justice grant from over in the governor's office, has prosecuted 33 defendants for a total of 97 election fraud violations this year alone. With more than a tiny staff, think how much more we could root out and prosecute. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and visit me online at prattontexas.com.